Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
St. Anthony, whom we've mentioned before in these broadcasts, is one of the great pivotal figures of the early Church. Taken as a founding father of the whole monastic tradition, his life, written by the great St. Athanasius of Alexandria, has been one of the most pivotal texts in the history of Christian spirituality. For many people, and I would include myself in this, the encounter with that text is a life-changing experience. The sayings of St. Anthony the Great are gathered in numerous places, in the Apophthegmata, or the Sayings of the Desert Fathers, as well as in the first volume of the Philokalia, and elsewhere. There are two brief sayings, amidst many others, in the Philokalia, attributed to St. Anthony, that I would like to look at, particularly as they focus on the study of theology and the life of theology. From Saying 25, those who seek to lead a life of holiness, enjoying the love of God, should free themselves from presumption and all empty and false self-esteem, and should try to correct their life and way of thinking. For an intellect that steadfastly enjoys the love of God is a way of ascent to Him. This passage is revealing of the interconnection between a life of holiness and a correction of a wandering mind. An intellect that desires to lead a person upward into a living relation to God is one that is corrected by the truth that God brings into the world. We are to free ourselves from presumption, the belief that we know how to ascend to God, that we know, or that we are able to overcome sin by our own power. We are to shed what St. Anthony calls all empty and false self-esteem. We are to correct our way of thinking as well as our way of leading our life, so that our intellect, our nous, which so often is consumed with enjoying the world around it, enjoys instead the love of God. This, the nous thus corrected, the heart thus orientated towards God, learns to love Him, and thus ascends towards Him. This, says St. Anthony, is the path that opens to us a life of holiness. It's important for us to note that it does involve learning. Learning the truth so that we can be corrected in it. Learning the reality of our pride so that we can flee from it. This is connected to the saying which immediately follows the passage we've just read in the Philokalia. Saying 26 reads, "There is no profit in studying doctrines, unless the life of one's soul is acceptable and conforms to God's will. The cause of all evils is delusion, self-deception, and ignorance of God." There is no profit, St. Anthony reminds, in studying doctrines, in studying theology, dogma, dogmatics, the teachings of the Church, the theology of the services. No profit can come from these unless the life of the soul is acceptable and conforms to the will of God. A theology of a book, a theology of the intellect, if it is not reflective of a theology lived in the soul, is simply delusion, self-deception, ignorance. The true sign of a theologian is a soul that has conformed itself to God's will. This is the theology that leads to real understanding, to the theology of the mind, to the very ability to understand doctrine in a way that is spiritually profitable, rather than simply vain words. For those of us who spend a great deal of time studying doctrine, exploring the theology of the Church, this is a stern and a severe warning. No time spent in such an endeavor can possibly be profitable if it is not accompanied by, and in fact led by, a life seeking conformity to God's will. Are we living the life Christ calls us to live? Unless we can say, "Yes, Lord, we are trying," then any endeavor into the higher reaches of doctrine and dogma will simply compound our delusion and our self-deception. The way into divine truth is obedience, humility, and struggle. To understand theology, we must, in St. Anthony's words, seek a life of holiness. In today's world, these things have become so divorced, so separate, that in many circles, in many environments, they are held to be completely at odds with one another. How often, in various circles, we see theology as a discipline, not only accidentally, but fully intentionally divorced from living a holy life, as if it were merely an academic subject of study, merely an intellectual pursuit. But in the true heritage of the Church, in the teachings of our holy fathers, such as St. Anthony himself, the only real theology comes from true holy living. This is not to say, and we should never take it to mean, that theology cannot be touched at all unless we have first attained sainthood. If sin and a lack of living a fully holy life meant that we could not in any sense touch on doctrine or theological discourse, then woe unto such a world. But what it does mean is that if we are to engage in the theology of the Church, in the doctrines and dogmas that are an integral and important part of her life, if we are to approach them, we must begin that approach with our own ascesis, our own struggle to live a true Christian life. The two are linked. In every moment of genuine struggle, where we abase the will and learn a little more how to live the life Christ calls us to live, in that little progress, we enter a little more too into the doctrine and theology of the Church. Together, these ventures grow in the human heart. In our modern world, we must, as Christian people, reclaim the essential connection of holiness and theological study. They have been rent apart too long and too thoroughly in our worlds. It is time for us, each, to stand up and, at least in our own lives, remember that one comes not without the other. Let us strive to live a genuine life in Christ. Strive first and foremost to learn repentance, to learn how to pray, to learn how to find humility in a world that is so tempting towards arrogance. If we can do these little things, which though little are immense and noble, if we can make tiny steps, then we may too begin to understand the richness of the theology of the Church.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.